Okay, we're continuing the laws of Elul. Today's daily halacha, coming straight from the Kotel HaMaravi. Be'ezrat Hashem, it will be a sweet one and a good one. The Kitter Shulchan Aruch writes, Be'erev Rosh Hashanah, on the day before Rosh Hashanah, the day of Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah at night, Nagu Kulam Litanot, the custom is to fast. Adach or Mincha, until after Mincha time, after Chatzot, after midday. Again, this is a custom. Nowadays, most people don't do it, but in those days, a lot of people did do it, and even nowadays, many people do, to show that this is a very serious day. We're preparing for Rosh Hashanah. Then you taste something so that you don't go into Yontav when you're fasting. Is that then you won't be able to focus on your davening, and it's like mitzayer. Cholayim yasek b'torah mitzvah tshuva, and all day you should be immersing yourself in learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and doing tshuva. Mikoshaken ba'averot shebin adam l'chaveru. And certainly, if you made sins between men, which I'm sure we all have, you should be asking for tshuva. V'lo yamtina derev yom kippurim el yakdim et asmo levakesh mechaveru mechila. But don't wait until Erev Yom Kippur, which is when people ask Mechila, I'm sorry. Do it Erev Rosh Hashanah. Already get a head start. That's why you'll see some people, ask for forgiveness Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now you'll know why. This is based on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and other poskim who say, don't wait. Cute story. Yesterday, I was schlepping stuff. I asked for help from these little kids in the Rova. And at first, they didn't come. And then suddenly, like, six of them came to help me schlep my stuff. And one of them comes up to me while we're schlepping, and he says, do you forgive me? And I said, sure, but for what? He says, I made fun of you before. I spoke Lashon Hara. I said, yes, I forgive you. It's very sweet. It was probably Motzi Shemra, not Lashon Hara, because it probably wasn't true. He said, you're right. Anyway, it was a very cute moment of Jewish people taking responsibility for themselves. Also, we mentioned yesterday the custom to go to a grave to inspire ourselves to do tshuva on Erev Rosh Hashanah. One more halacha on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mechabtim and stopping be Erev Rosh Hashanah l'chavod yontif. We shave and get a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah in honor of the yontif. You should do it before midday, I guess, so that you can spend the second half of the day in spiritual pursuits. Toivlim, we go to the mikvah. Velov shin bigdei Shabbat Rosh Hashanah, we wear Shabbos clothing. I think this year it's actually a Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, so we definitely should wear Shabbos clothing. Many people wear a kittel. We're confident that God is going to judge us favorably. So there's a dual element. On the one hand, we're doing tshuva on Erev Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, we're feeling confident that Hashem is going to judge the Jewish people favorably. And so we treat it as yontif and prepare as such. All right, hope you enjoyed this daily halacha. And the Holy Kaisel.